Mike O'Mara Show.
Peace be with you.
It's the...
So long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory.
You bet your ass.
Thank you, George. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. Tomorrow on the program, David Mark from Politico.com. We'll talk about the results of the big primaries tonight.
Very good.
And also Tanya, who will make love with every virgin who signs a form that defends the privacy on the internet. Right.
The internet.
There, whatever it is. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You'll find out.
She's just a slut. We're going to be talking to her, and it should be very, very interesting. Yeah. And lots more fun and more thrills. So without further ado, let's get to Buzz Burbank and the final buzz of the afternoon. Take it away, Mr. Burbank.
Well, then, fine. Yes, it won't be long.
Fine.
Until we're all paying $4 a gallon for milk.
Yeah, Mike.
Even the organic kind that's super dead?
That's going to cost you another buck a gallon.
Oh, that
organic's
sucks.
Always more expensive than the regular
stuff. The organic stuff, I'm so into it now because
yeah,
it's got a nice creamy taste to it, and I'm really pissed that it's going to be more expensive.
Have you figured out what's so good about the milk you've been getting at Subway?
No, I haven't. I think they radiate it or something.
But it's delicious.
It is.
You know, if the milk is so dead and over-pasteurized and doesn't have anything in it that's supposed to be like active cultures or anything like that,
right.
The milk that I have, that organic stuff, I adore that. And if it lasts, more than 2 months, it's good, too. It's fantastic. I love it.
Organic stuff's always a little pricier. Always has been.
Now it's getting more expensive. Mm-hmm. Shocker.
Buy it at Costco.
Really? That's where I normally do get it.
Well, do get it.
Do get it, then.
That's all. Well, then, no.
Pithy thee.
See, here's the deal. The price has doubled in the last year for the cornmeal used to feed dairy cows. That's partly because of fuel prices and partly because some of the corn's being used to make fuel, which means less corn, which drives up the price.
Oh, man, cows are getting expensive.
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
Oh, Hillary.
Dairy farmers have taken to putting their cows on diets to save money. Mm-hmm. That means the cows make less milk, which again drives up the price.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Hey.
Oh, dear.
Milk has already broken the $4 a gallon barrier in Baltimore, New York, Miami, Minneapolis, and New Orleans. Your town is next.
What am I going to put on my cereal?
How about half and half?
Ooh, half and half. Creamy. Creamy.
Tasty.
And watch out for the fat-free half and half. That's scary stuff.
Yeah, that's like, that does not exist in my life.
The only thing scarier than that is somebody that sounds like this at the end of a radio show.
I'm not afraid.
When will you
sing, Mike?
I'm not sure.
Gasoline and jet fuel are not the only fuels that have gotten more expensive. The diesel fuel that's used to truck milk and corn and even gasoline itself around the country has gone up dramatically. In Washington today, lawmakers are looking into skyrocketing diesel prices and their effect on the industry that moves America's goods.
Well, the whole thing is just going to hell. I mean, the fact is, you talk about the perfect storm, and the fact is, you do have it right now.
Yep.
Where you are getting the prices that are really going into levels that we have not seen, mm-hmm. and at the same time, people can't buy a house, and they can't sell their house. And I wasn't around, obviously, back in the Great Depression, mm-hmm. but it sure seems to me we're seeing an awful lot of things. Buzz was. What was it like back then?
Well, times were tight, times were hard, but more than that, I remember it was cold.
Very, very cold.
The White House says that if lawmakers would just go along, we could drill for oil in an Alaskan animal preserve and solve the whole problem.
Mm-hmm.
Environmentalists say, what could possibly go wrong?
Well, I think they should give them permission to drill for milk.
That's a good
idea.
That's
a good idea.
Off
Mike.
The coast of the United States. Let them drill for all the milk they need.
All I know is I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take it
I'm
anymore.
Mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Chrysler, meanwhile, is trying to save itself by cashing in on the gas crunch. After seeing sales drop by double digits, Chrysler has begun offering gasoline discounts that keep the price for its customers to $2.99 a gallon for 3 years. Guaranteed, locked in.
3 years.
3 years at $2.99 a gallon.
I'm getting me a Durango.
I've seen it on TV, this guy.
That's pretty clever.
Not just purchases. That includes leases as well as new cars for Chryslers, Dodges, and Jeeps.
That's
Jesus
pretty sneaky.
Chrysler.
But you know what? Mr. Math over there, you could actually work out the discount.
Right.
Because they're not going to give a discount on the cars. Whatever they're offering, they will make up.
You'll pay for it.
You will pay for it eventually, figure it out.
You know what I think? I think they might have done that deal where, remember we talked about it a couple years ago.
You can buy
credits. You could lock in a price of gas.
I'll bet they did.
Like you think they stockpiled the fuel?
I do.
You reserve it. You don't really have to store it yourself, but you can. Anybody can if you have the money.
If that happens, someone's going to find out whether that's true or not. Somebody will find out whether that's actually happened.
It'll happen in about a day and a half or two. I think it'll come out.
Lee Iacocca's got these big giant tanks under his house. The American Chrysler Corporation, start stockpiling now.
Doesn't exactly work that
way. Buy an American car.
They got to hide it somewhere, right?
No, they have the oil company store it for them. They buy it from the oil company and they say, you hang on to it. We'll pick it up later. That's how that works. And anybody can do that.
Sneaky. That's so creepy American corporate crap.
You can do it too. Anybody can do it.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Now, what does seem to sell well when the economy turns bad is lipstick.
Really?
Market research, not that guy we had earlier.
Okay.
Market research shows that women will buy a $20 lipstick to relieve the stress of not buying that $200 pair of shoes.
They will buy it, Mike.
Bethann?
Economists call this a small indulgence, and they say men do it too. You buy something cheap to help you get past not buying the more expensive thing you really want.
It is kind of nice having a woman around so that when we get a question about this, will you buy more lipstick during a bad economy?
No, I'll just buy the purse.
You buy purses.
Oh, yeah,
so
go
you
into
don't
debt.
You don't do this. You don't make smaller purchases to relieve the anxiety of not being able to make that bigger purchase.
No.
That makes you unusual.
Yeah.
This is really something men and women do, apparently.
I wouldn't be surprised at that at all, especially when certain people's economic situation changes a little bit. You have to start thinking about making smaller purchases.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just good advice for anybody, really.
Yeah, you do that. You do that when your income changes and your alimony stays.
Mike, I hate to interrupt, but what shade are you wearing today?
It's pretty.
Lover's blue.
Blue to beautiful.
Lover's blue. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not lipstick.
Oh.
I can't feel my toes.
Oh, that's beautiful,
dear.
Meredith.
Oh, dear.
I'm losing consciousness right now.
We're going to have
It's lover's blue.
As consumers, at times like these, we tend to buy less halibut and more tuna. So tuna.
Ambulance blue.
Tuna sales actually.
Gleason blue.
Tuna sales actually go up when times are tough.
I like halibut. I love me halibut.
Well, a lot of people see we'll have to cut back to tuna because it's cheaper.
Oh, S.
But tuna sales go up as a result.
I go to Costco and I buy the halibut, the big, thick, fat halibut steaks.
It's a great, mild white fish.
It's firm. You know what I mean? It's a firm fish, even though it's mild and flaky.
I like them firm.
Do you like fish?
I love fish, yes.
You enjoy good fillets of fish?
Oh, yeah, I love fish, especially dark meat fish.
Oh, really? Like swordfish?
Your tunas, your marlin, your mackerel.
Right.
I eat so much salmon. We get it at the Price Club as well.
You know what's really, really good is porpoise.
I'm sorry. They call him
I get goofy. You know, with the pollen, I get goofy at the end. I really hope the voice comes back so I can say something like that and appear to be serious.
Buying tuna instead of halibut, economists call that an inferior goods purchase. And finally, entertainment also does well during a recession. People will still pay the crazy prices for a movie to help them forget the prices they're paying for everything else.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Yes. Entertainment. Right here.
We're proud to serve.
It's free. It's free and it's on FM.
Oh,
love it.
You'll pay for
Somebody actually tried to market that one time.
Who would have done that?
I don't know, an idiot.
Crazy, it'll never work.
Some idiot.
Right. Hold on, a guy's calling, George is calling us about buying gasoline in bulk, Buzz. Let's see what this guy has to say.
Good.
Hello, George from Sacramento. You know about buying gas in bulk?
Yes, last year they had when the prices were going up, they had a story. They had a couple stories out. There are companies that will sell you gas at the price that it's at now. Mm-hmm. So if you have $5,000 and whatever the price is at now, regular
Didn't you have that?
Yeah, that's basically what we said. He's just backing me up.
Okay, you're backing Buzz up, and that means it's perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, it's perfectly acceptable. So if you $5,000 at that price, so if you bought it the story was that some guy bought $10,000 worth of gas at 99 cents.
Yeah.
So he was still using it up and probably still using it up right now.
People still do it. And now apparently Chrysler's doing it too.
You know what it's like? It's like those forever stamps.
Mm-hmm.
You buy those and you never go up.
Yeah, and it's my first chance of the week to call you an old queen.
Oh, thank you.
I'd like some forever stamps, please.
Well, you know, it has nothing to do with forever.
It sounds like something you get in the back of Parade magazine.
I know.
This is Rob Spiewak for Forever Stamps.
And a beautiful plate with a doll on it.
Won't be
just
last
a little
chance.
Cherubic. And I got a whole book of forever stamps.
That's right. Get a plate with my face on it.
We would have mentioned.
You like that?
I do. I swear to God, I do.
I'll get you service for $8.
No. Bethann, write it down. We're going to give away Rob. And they'll be plastic, but we'll give away Rob plates. Bethann, I'm sorry, Buzz. I don't mean to interrupt but really, this is Katie. Katie, wouldn't you love a Rob Spiewak plate? A plastic plate to either put on your wall?
Oh, you have no idea. And I would eat off of it every night.
Yeah.
I'd clean my plate so I could see his face smiling back at me.
Yes, sir.
That'd be excellent. That's better, yes, than, sir. Better than a bobblehead doll. It's a plate.
Beth Ann, we have to get Rob Spiewak plates. I love the idea.
We would have mentioned today's primary elections earlier in this buzzcast, but they just aren't that important.
Yeah.
And no matter how much you hear that Hillary has to drop out if she doesn't win both Indiana and North Carolina tonight.
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
She doesn't.
Right.
She doesn't have to win. She doesn't have to drop out. Today's primary certainly will not settle anything as far as delegate counts are concerned. There are only 187 up for grabs. And going into today, Obama had 1,719.
Barama.
And I'm shortening it.
Barometer.
And Clinton had 1,586.
Delegates.
Neither can achieve the 2025 they'd need to become the Democratic nominee. Now, for what they're worth, Obama is bound to win North Carolina. Indiana might be too close to call, or it might go to Hillary.
Okay. I think she drops out. If he happens to win both primaries, I think she's out of there.
And before we forget, you were asking in the last couple of days if people have grown weary of this process. And if
I thought they have for quite some time. I know I've grown weary. He grows weary.
I'm so
about that. That says 40%, only 40% of Democrats think that one of the candidates should drop out. The majority of Democrats, 60% of them, think both candidates should stay in the race even after today's primaries.
I'm not a marijuana guy.
Of the 40% who think that a candidate should drop out, 25% think it should be Hillary, and the remaining 15% think it should be Obama.
Man, I tell you, sometimes
people
you give me those surveys, and I just disagree with them. Where do they find these people? They find these people in like coffee houses, in those hash houses in Amsterdam. That's where they poll them. I don't think 40% say, 40%. Yeah, go all the way with it, even though I've picked a candidate. It doesn't matter, man. That's fine. You know, it really doesn't matter to me.
You may have grown weary of it, but apparently the majority of Democrats have not, and they want the process to continue.
You know what 100% of Democrats polled said?
What's that?
They want to hear Rob Spiewak's new Hollywood music.
Thank you. Buy my plates.
It's got a nice ending.
Strong ending.
Uh-huh. Big finish.
You know what that story made me think of?
What's that?
Do you know really what the name of my fourth grade teacher was?
What?
Mrs. Weary.
Mrs. She Gets Weary.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Was she a tired woman?
Man, you know what? She wore a neck brace all the time.
You slept with her, didn't you?
Yeah, she made me a man. And I gave her a plate.
That's exciting.
John McCain's Watergate connection when we continue on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara.
Weary.
Very weary.
She may be weary.
A new survey show.